Alright folks, welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. Your daily dose of Stoic wisdom, sprinkled with a little Brandon Cole magic, because let's face it, life can get pretty chaotic sometimes, right? Today, we're diving into something super important that impacts every single one of us. Sleep. Not just any all snooze button hit, but the science behind good sleep hygiene and how it actually shapes our mental well-being. Ever feel like you drag yourself through the day, foggy brain and just plain cranky? You know that feeling when your to-do list seems miles long, and even a simple decision feels like climbing Mount Everest? Well, chances are, your sleep is playing a bigger role than you think. We're not talking about just catching enough Z's, we're talking about creating a whole sleep system that sets you up for success. Think of it like this. Your brain needs a good night's rest just like your body does after a killer workout. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to supercharge your sleep and, in turn, your mental game. Number 1. Consistency is king. Ever heard the saying, early to bed, early to rise? It ain't just some old wives' tale. Establishing a regular sleep-wake cycle, even on weekends, tells your body clock what's up and helps regulate those crucial hormones. You know, the ones that make you feel alert during the day and drowsy at night. Think of it like training for a marathon. Consistency builds momentum and gets your body into peak performance mode. Number 2. Ditch the screens before bed. I know, doom scrolling is a real thing, but those blue lights from your phone and laptop mess with melatonin production, that awesome hormone that tells your brain it's time to chill out. Try reading a physical book or listening to calming music instead. Remember, your brain needs time to wind down just like you do. Number 3. Create a sleep sanctuary. This ain't about having a 5-star hotel suite, it's about making your bedroom a haven for rest. Think cool temperatures, blackout curtains, cozy bedding, the works. You want your bed to be synonymous with relaxation and escape from the daily grind. Number 4. Watch what you eat and drink. Coffee and alcohol might seem like bedtime buddies, but they can actually wreak havoc on your sleep quality. Heavy meals close to bedtime can also cause indigestion, keeping you tossing and turning all night. Aim for a light dinner a few hours before bed and avoid those caffeine and alcohol temptations. And lastly, number 5. Movement matters. Exercise is fantastic for overall well-being, but try not to do it too close to bedtime. It revs up your body and can actually make it harder to fall asleep. Think of a good walk or some light stretching earlier in the day, that's the golden ticket to feeling energized without messing with your sleep. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a super-driven entrepreneur, always juggling multiple projects and deadlines. She rarely gets 8 hours of sleep, constantly hitting snooze and scrolling through social media until the last minute before work. Sound familiar? Well, Sarah is starting to feel the effects. She's irritable, struggling to focus, and even making careless mistakes at work. Her sleep hygiene is definitely not serving her best interests. Luckily, Sarah realizes she needs a change. She starts implementing these tips. Setting a consistent bedtime, ditching screens an hour before bed, creating a relaxing bedroom oasis, watching what she eats in the evening, and incorporating light exercise earlier in the day. Within a few weeks, Sarah notices a dramatic difference. She's waking up feeling refreshed and energized, her focus has improved significantly, and she's even handling stress better. Sarah's newfound commitment to sleep hygiene not only improved her mental clarity, but also boosted her productivity and overall well-being. So there you have it, the science behind sleep hygiene is pretty straightforward. Consistency, good habits, and a mindful approach can make all the difference. It's about prioritizing your sleep as much as you prioritize any other aspect of your health and success. Remember, folks, taking care of yourself means taking care of your sleep. Now, go out there, get some shut-eye, and come back tomorrow for another dose of Calm Over Chaos. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a little sleep wisdom. After all, helping others is one of the best ways to cultivate inner peace. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.